It is here and now in Charlotte, where we can't help it. James Taylor is just singing away. We love listening to the rehearsals, but what we love most about covering conventions is getting out and meeting people and being surprised. Now, in Tampa, you might remember we did a story about an animal rescuer, but it became a story about how big government should be. Here in Charlotte, a story about a trendy restaurant raises a lot of questions about separation of church and state and the role of government in charities. Now, that's not that surprising. Charlotte is the birthplace of Billy Graham. There are at least 700 churches right in Charlotte proper. And Charlotte Magazine says the city has 460 religious denominations. Well, there is a trendy uptown restaurant called the King's Kitchen. Look closely. It has a huge cross.
You ladies doing okay over here?
I can't talk from eating these collards. It's just wonderful.
Can you tell us the history of the restaurant?
I also know the history. I work here. It's a not-for-profit restaurant. Everything that we make goes back to the community, whether it be the homeless, the people that are trying to get back on their feet, or have just had a rehab.
Nice.
So,
the King's Kitchen is more than nice. It's airy and hip, serving up pan-fried chicken, cream corn right off the cob. It's called New Local Southern Cuisine, and it's the signature of the owner, famed Southern chef Jim Noble, who also runs several other trendy restaurants.
This is not my first not-for-profit restaurant, but by design it is. And actually, our goal was to raise money to have profits to pour back into the community and region and the world to help feed the poor. Also, it's two-part ministry. One is to raise money to feed the poor. Second is we have a King's Kitchen Restoration Program, which is a faith-based Bible fellowship program they go through. It's on-the-job training. We do Bible study every day. We do leadership training, social skills, and stuff like that.
Somebody could come in and just think it's a very hip cafe and not know it's a ministry.
Well, first of all, it has to operate as a restaurant. I mean, it may be a nice ministry and everything, but if you don't execute on food and service and all those points, people will think your ministry is nice, but they ain't coming.
Are the people who are cooking, are they also formerly homeless?
Not all of them. But that's probably, I mean, our head chef here has been with me for 10 years. At one time in his life, he was homeless. But I didn't know him in that until we got down to King's Kitchen, and he came down to help run this thing.
Isn't that interesting? You had it right in your back burner, and you didn't even know it.
And we also have a church here on Sundays, too. It is a organized church. And the folks that go through the program have to come to church with us on Sunday as well. And when we open up on Sundays, we may have, this place will get pretty full and probably 60 to 75% off from the street. Homeless that really would have a hard time finding a church home.
Well, and of course, somebody who just really doesn't have the same faith as you would not be able to participate in your program here.
That's true. Now, but this is a Christian-based program, and that's what I have to offer, and that's all I've got, you know, so.
That bears repeating. Jim says the homeless have to attend the church service in order to get the fabulous meals and jobs, and he's adamant about that.
We're really trying to help change lives, and folks that are coming off the street or they're going through drug or alcohol rehab and stuff, they need help. And sometimes the problem is not just the symptom of the alcohol or drug, it's something inside their heart that hurts. And if you can help them with the inside piece, the outside piece takes care of itself.
Well, can we talk to some of the people who work in the kitchen and see what goes on back there?
Absolutely.
Hey, chef, bring me three whites.
Hi there. Your name's Phil?
Philip J. Lewis.
Porterhouse. Scallops walking in.
They found him and they said, hey, you come to church with us. So he started hanging out here at church on Sunday. Then he started coming around and...
Wait, were you literally on the street?
Yeah. Homeless. I was walking down the street early one Sunday morning with all my stuff on me. And a guy asked me, did I ever been here? I was like, no. He said, come check it out. Get you a cup of coffee and see if... See if the word hits you. So that's what I did, and I've been here ever since.
I think they benefited from finding you too.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
Do you mind am I asking your political persuasion?
No.
Well, what is it?
I am probably your most conservative, avid listener to NPR.
I don't know. We know several who would give you some stiff competition.
I'm very conservative.
So what would you like to hear from or see from the Obama administration when it comes to this issue?
I don't receive any government funds. And if I wanted to, I'd have to drop the piece that I feel like is the answer to most of the problems. So,
in other words, that requirement that people go to the church, that you, the services.
If it's a ministry, then
you can't take funds.
That's right. If both political parties could take an honest look at where results are in some of these human issue problems, not let it become a political tool, but really take an honest look at where the results are, then help fund that. That would be a good solution, I think.
So, the King's Kitchen does good work, but it excludes non-believers. We met a table of diners, delegates, who'd come here just because they'd heard the restaurant help the homeless, and asked their thoughts about that.
We're happy to support an institution that does this, and we fully support them in what they're doing, but we don't think that government funding should go toward this.
Separation of church and state.
So the King's Kitchen serves up terrific meals and thought-provoking questions. And we had another one as we left. We noticed a contradiction. Yes, Jim thinks he should be able to get government funds, but he also doesn't think they're necessary. Most homeless programs chafe at the notion that there's no need for public money because they provide the social safety net. Jim doesn't agree.
The church community is the one that should be doing a lot of this work, not them depending on the government.
It would take an awful lot of people like you running an awful lot of programs to help all the people who need it. I mean, do you think there should be some government help?
Let me just say it this way. In Charlotte, North Carolina, if every church in this town adopted one or two homeless people or families, they wouldn't be homeless. Homelessness is not just a problem in Charlotte. It's Charlotte's problem. In any city that has homeless people, people can turn their head on it, but it's still, it's not a problem in the city, it's the city's problem. And the city needs to understand that, you know, we have to do something to help these folks.